From the Electronics Archive, Electromechanical VLF Transmitter. Can the generator transmit? The antenna can transmit by radiating RF energy delivered by the transmitter in the form of electromagnetic waves. The transmitter output signal can be modulated both in amplitude and frequency, which allows information to be transmitted via radio. Can a generator be a transmitter? An alternator can supply energy in the form of alternating current. It is easy to imagine a device delivering 50 Hz alternating current, a frequency much lower than the radio frequencies known today. It would be quite difficult to build an antenna system that works effectively at 50 Hz, although ELF, extreme low frequency, 3 to 30 Hz, and SLF, super low frequency, 30 to 300 Hz, were used for communication with submarines, which required MW power. VLF, very low frequency, range 3 to 30 kHz. You will not find the VLF band in a typical radio receiver, but in the past, this band was used, for example, for telegraph communication. Today, there is still a transmitter that uses an electromechanical generator that uses an Alexanderson alternator. In Poland, there was the Transatlantic Radio Telegraphic Center in Warsaw, which also based its operation on a generator in the form of a high-frequency generator. SAQ Grimeton Station near Värberg in Sweden, 17.2 kHz. It is easy to calculate that a 50 Hz, 3000 RPM generator would have to rotate 344 times faster, which is rather difficult to achieve. Alexanderson's alternator had an appropriate design allowing for operation at a higher frequency and at a lower rotational speed, a large number of pole pairs. Alexanderson's generator was powered by an electric motor equipped with a gear increasing the speed of rotation. The transmitter in Grimeton reached a power of 200 kilowatts. It used a 1.9 kilometer long antenna suspended on 6 127-meter steel masts. The station was one of 18 transmitters making up the global communication network. The RF energy was modulated with a magnetic amplifier controlled by a relay and a telegraph key. The transmitter is activated on Christmas Eve and usually on Alexanderson's Day, last Sunday in June or first Sunday in July, whichever is closer to July 2nd. You can get a QSL card for confirmation of transmission receipt. Interestingly, you can also build a receiver using an electromechanical oscillator. However, this is more of a hobby than a practical project. We are witnessing the rapid development of technology. It is already hard to believe that there used to be 200 kilowatt radio transmitters that did not use lamps or transistors in the transmitter's RF circuit. SAQ transmitter generator frequency tuning. The next additional broadcast on February 13, 2015, at 1500 UTC. Will you try to receive the SAQ transmission? Sources.